There is some issues, ladies and gentlemen. It's not being discussed at all as we shed some light on this very important topic regarding the FMP. It's the Foreign Medical Program, the VA Foreign Medical Program. They have shed some light about some of the various deficiencies with the program. Now more than ever, adversely affecting and jeopardizing many lives of roughly 55,000 disabled veterans living abroad right now that utilize this program. Tens of thousands more who do not currently utilize it at all. We're going to get into specifics by bringing in a very special guest. Jesse Rivera is a U.S. Navy veteran and also he is a hospital corpsman, was a hospital corpsman from 2005 through 2008, and he is my guest. Jesse, we welcome you to the airwaves, and first and foremost, we thank you for your service to this country, sir. We thank you for coming on with us.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on today.
It is an interesting topic. It was brought to my attention, and that's why we wanted to get you on right away as far as what I kind of described there, Jesse. But, you know, there's a long and a short of it. Lots of language regarding the VA currently legally prohibited from paying for or reimbursing disabled veterans living abroad for non-service-connected care. It's through this program, if you can elaborate, the FMP, folks. That's the Foreign Medical Program. Talk a little bit about that, what veterans are going through right now, Jesse.
Sure, absolutely. So, basically, there's a part of the law called Section 1724 of Title 38, which legally bars the Department of Veterans Affairs from paying for non-service-connected care for veterans living outside the United States. Unfortunately, this also includes veterans that are 100% permanent and total and 100% disabled, who otherwise would get 100% of their care, service-connected or not, covered should if they were still in the United States. Now, the interesting thing about this program is that the VA also has a separate program called CHAMP VA for the spouses and dependents of 100% disabled veterans. And interestingly, under that particular program, there are no they don't really make a discrepancy depending on whether or not you're service-connected or not service-connected, right? So a spouse or a dependent of a disabled veteran living overseas can actually get COVID-19 testing and treatment paid for by the Department of Veterans Affairs, but the actual disabled veteran that qualified them, even if they're 100% permanent total, cannot due to the language of Section 1724 of Title 38. So you can see that's a problem. That's a big problem. And I think part of that stems from the fact that the VA Foreign Medical Program predates the CHAMP VA program that takes care of spouses and dependents. And, I think basically it was just a legislative oversight when they made the CHAMP VA program. Nobody thought in our Congress to go back and to fix this discrepancy with the Foreign Medical Program that takes care of our disabled vets. But just to your point before, you brought up that there were 55,000 veterans registered on the VA Foreign Medical Program. I've done a little bit more research into this issue recently, and I found out that there's actually 500,000 veterans that live abroad, according to the National Center for Veterans Analysis and Statistics. So you have 55,000 veterans abroad registered with the VA Foreign Medical Program that use that for their service-connected care, but there's actually 500,000 veterans if we're including the entirety of the veteran population, Jay.
That is unbelievable. That's quite a difference here. So, you know, in essence, what does it mean, folks? Disabled veterans living abroad, and especially in this day and age right now with testing and everything else, they can't get, right, Jess? They cannot get COVID-19 testing and treatment paid for by the VA FMP, the Foreign Medical Program, while they are abroad. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, that is absolutely right, Jay. So currently, I'll give you an example. I'm 100% permanent total. I'm service-connected for about a dozen or so medical conditions from my time in service. And Eva's a 100% disabled veteran who's PNT. You know, I can walk in, for example, I'm service connected for my back. So if anything happens to my back, I can go to the ER or a specialist, or I can even get surgery paid for 100% through the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I wouldn't pay anything. But if I get COVID-19, even as a 100% disabled veteran, I cannot get the VA to cover testing or treatment because it's not considered service connected due to the language of 1724 of Title 38.
So basically what Jesse is saying, because he's service connected for his bad back, he'll be covered. You know, he'll be covered for, you know, any type of, you know, physical therapy, chiropractic care, medications, even surgery, paid for directly or reimbursed by the program, the FMP, the Foreign Medical Program. Because, again, the service connected is for his back, but he cannot get the COVID testing, which is crazy, and treatment covered by the VA through the same program. And, again, it's you know, Jesse, it's due to the language. You know, I did a little research with the language of this section 1724, Title 38, and it's kind of a strange twist because, you know, you got spouses, you got dependents of disabled veterans living abroad. They can get the COVID testing. I mean, it's unbelievable.
They can
get COVID testing and treatment paid for by the VA, and it's through the CHAMP VA program, right? It's unbelievable. Kind of a little twist there.
Correct.
With all this.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's very ironic. You know, I'm actually engaged right now, and you know, my fiance, when we go to get married in about another month, if she gets sick and gets COVID, my government will pay for her to get testing and treatment, but they won't cover me because it's not service connected. So, you know, I'm happy that program, and I think most veterans that are living abroad right now are happy that the CHAMP VA program exists for our spouses and dependents. You know, a lot of veterans live abroad. In fact, the American Legion, there's so many veterans that live abroad right now. The American Legion actually has 11 posts in 11 countries, including Mexico, Canada, Costa Rica, the Philippines, just to name a few. You know, veterans, it shouldn't be a surprise that there's this many veterans abroad because, you know, veterans, when they're in the service, they travel a lot, they want to see the world, they live a very fast-paced lifestyle. So, you know, I think the Department of Veterans Affairs needs to be able to do something to help this population. You know, you're talking about, again, 500,000 veterans, and 55,000 of them are disabled veterans that are on this program. And, you know, it's great that the CHAMP VA exists to take care of spouses and dependents. I think the Congress did right on that. But, you know, when they made CHAMP VA, they should have went back and fixed Section 1724 of Title 38 so that the disabled veterans themselves could get taken care of. And, Jay, this is especially a really, really big issue because the veteran population abroad is mostly elderly and or disabled. So when you're talking in terms of COVID risk, you know, mostly elderly or disabled, that's really not a good combination. And on top of that, the veteran population, I think, according to the VA, is about 70% obese as well. So you're taking into consideration, all right, this population abroad is mostly elderly and disabled, and the larger population, both at home and abroad, is mostly obese. You're talking about a population that is ripe for complications for COVID-19. So the fact that the VA, the Department of Veterans Affairs, has overlooked this particular population, when you're talking about 500,000 people and 55,000 disabled veterans, I just think it's unacceptable. You know, it's unacceptable, and it's a huge oversight, Jay.
It really is. And, you know, Jesse is going to get married, and – you know, he'll have kids one day, no question. But think about it. They'll get more medical benefits through the VA than Jesse will. And he served. I mean, how crazy is that? And he's got the bad back and everything else through service. And if, God forbid, you know, one gets COVID, they'll be covered through CHAMP VA. Jesse, on the other hand, will not be covered for COVID-19 through the VA Foreign Medical Program because COVID-19 obviously is not service connected, which really makes no sense at all. You know, you wonder from a political standpoint, Jesse Rivera, where Congress will sit with this thing. You know, you wonder if Congress intended to grant more medical benefits to the spouses and dependents of disabled veterans living abroad. You know, it seems to me that this is a massive legislative oversight here. And you wonder if Robert Wilkie, the Secretary of VA and everything else, will kind of get on this and everything else, because I'm sure letters are written, phone calls have been made. Local leaders, I'm sure, have been in touch. But you wonder, A, is it an oversight? You wonder if these things are going to change in the near future. What do you think?
I think it can. I'm actually pretty hopeful that things will. You know, back in April of 2020, there were several members of the United States Senate that actually wrote Secretary Wilkie about this issue. There was no action taken on it then. But I can tell you that since then, I've been on a bit of a personal campaign trying to spread the word about this issue. On YouTube, I've written letters to multiple elected officials and you know, people within our government, including Ambassador Landau, Secretary Wilkie, the President of the United States, some members of Congress. And things are kind of slow to evolve, I think, for a little while, because there isn't a lot of awareness about, you know, this particular program, the VA Farm Medical Program. It's not published or spoken about a lot. And but slowly things have been coming along. I got a response back from Ambassador Landau back in August, and of Mexico. For those of you who don't know, Ambassador Landau, he's the ambassador of the United States to Mexico. And he wrote me back in August, and he was very, very supportive. I got a nice, strong letter saying that he would push both the president and the Congress to amend Section 1724 of Title 38. I also recently spoke to an aide in Senator Schumer's office, and I think what happened basically was in the COVID stimulus package, you know, there was a bit of a fight between the two parties. You know, one party wanted, the Republicans wanted a roughly $900 billion stimulus package, the skinny bill, as it were, and whereas the Democrats wanted a much more comprehensive bill that was to the tune of about $3 trillion. And from what I see, the Republican bill, they did not want to cover. They did not want to make those kind of massive changes that would have included things like amending Section 1724 of Title 38. Whereas the Democratic bill, from what I'm told, they were actually considering changing this particular law. So I'm actually pretty hopeful, Jay, that with the new administration, we might actually get the change we're looking for in regards to this issue. You know, and say what you will about the rest of the bills, right? We all have different opinions about everything else that's included in those bills, and I think there are some things included in the larger bill that the Democrats now want to pass that probably are not such a good thing. But one of the good things in this bill would be possibly an amendment to this law. And I'm hoping, I guess we'll see in the next few weeks whether they fulfill that promise. You know, Chuck Schumer now, as you know, Senator Schumer, is now going to be majority leader. So I'm hoping that, you know, like I said, I spoke to his aide. I'm hoping that he'll fulfill this promise, and that now that they're going to be running the show, that they will amend Section 1724 of Title 38. Because, you know, you're talking, like I said, 500,000 veterans, 55,000 disabled veterans, a population that is very, very high risk for COVID complications due to age and disability. So, you know, Congress has to act on this, and I'm hoping that the new administration, Joe Biden, and Congress, I'm hoping that in the first 100 days that he makes this issue a priority, Jay.
And, you know, when you think about it, folks, you know, the population, stateside and abroad, from what I'm reading, you know, it has also high rates of obesity. And that only, you know, puts more salt in the wound. I mean, listen, the bottom line here is that veterans living abroad are among those most at risk, as Jesse brought up, regarding age, seniors, that type of thing, and puts them at high risk for COVID complications. And there is nothing but neglect here as far as the VA. So, you know, how to reverse it? Well, hopefully new administration, Chuck Schumer does his thing as the leader now of the majority in the Senate, and contact your local officials. You know, we'll keep on it with the likes of Lee Zeldin, Tom Suozzi, and Andrew Garbarino now in place. But we'll keep on this, Jesse, on our end, and keep us in the loop, okay, as far as information, anything you need from us, pass it on to us, because we're going to be right on this thing. We're making notes as we speak. The next time we have these individuals on, they've all been on with us over the last couple of weeks with what happened at the Capitol, but the next time we have them on, we'll definitely bring this up, and hopefully you'll see a little bit of reversal here, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Jay. I appreciate it.